Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the latest and greatest episode of Conscious Soul Growth Radio with Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me here every Wednesday as we gather and discuss the energies of right now. Today is August 22nd, 2018, and we'll be looking at the energies of the week ahead. Now, at this time, we are moving through the final degree of Leo energy, and we're making a shift into Virgo here very soon, and by the time you listen to this, the sun may be in Virgo, and it's good to understand what that transition is, because you will most likely feel it in yourself, and you're ready for that shift. When the sun moves through Leo, we play. We take a break. We take a risk. We go have some fun. We create. We want to express ourselves. We want to do something that resonates with the truth of who we are. And, of course, we've had big Leo energies in play for a while now as the North Node has been moving through Leo. Well, as we move through the last few degrees of this fire sign, we can start to feel perhaps a little bit too much time in the sun, so to speak, because Leo is ruled by the sun. And what happens when you stay too long in the sun? Oh, you can get sunburnt, you can be dehydrated, you can get heat exhaustion. And then we need to find some shade. We need to cool off. We need to get out of the sun. And that's part of the transition of Leo into Virgo. We go into the shade, we take a break, we say, okay, I need to come back to myself. I need to rehydrate. I need to really ground myself now. Virgo is an earth energy. It is a mutable sign. The mutable signs like choices and possibilities, they are flexible. So we're moving from the fixed fire energy of Leo into the mutable earth energy of Virgo, and this is when we come back to basics. We come back to the desk, back to school, back to the yoga mat. It's that sense of I'm coming back to my routines, and that's what we do as we move into Virgo season. So you could find yourself ready, you know, even that seasonal shift that occurs here in the United States. It happens with back to school, where all the school supplies are in the stores and there's all the kids' clothes on sale and you're starting new routines. There's more school buses on the streets again. So you get that, you know, things are shifting. I know that in France and in parts of Europe, it's called le retour, where you return after the long August holiday. You return. It's called the return because everyone's returning to their life, and it actually signals, it has that renewal energy of a new year, a new cycle begins. So we're moving through that at this time. Now, we just had Mercury station direct on August 18th or 19th, depends on where you're located on the planet. And that was where Mercury just stops in his tracks, stops running, and just takes a deep breath and says, okay, it's time to now move forward again. And he did that station direct at 11 degrees of Leo. And he's slowly moving forward, slowly picking up some energy here as he is now at 12 degrees. It takes Mercury time to develop the momentum again to keep going forward. So he's only at 12 degrees. And this is a week basically of, it could feel like a standstill. It could feel like you're looking for clarity. It could feel like you know things are changing and you're ready to change too. But there's a part of you that's holding on to summer or to something that you don't quite want to let go of yet. And that's important to embrace because of how the Leo energy with both Mercury and the North Node in Leo is as we look at, well, what is me and what is mine and what resonates with me. So you'll feel that things are shifting, but you'll also get that sense of, oh, I'm not ready to let that go yet, or I'm still going to hold on to that idea, that project, that endeavor. Because as Mercury gains momentum going forward, we are getting clarity around what we do want to commit to that will stick to us. Because you could find that some things, you know, they fell away or you want them to fall away. And now you're looking at, all right, at the end of August here, where can I direct my time and my energy in a way that supports me and that resonates with what I need to do right now? Because I can't do everything, but I have to stick with what is true for me. So we have this interesting energy right now of a changeover is happening and there's some momentum building, but you could even feel like, oh, I'm just not quite ready to do the full shift. I'm not quite ready to move everything over to the next routine, if you will. So it's just this interesting in-between energy. And if you're feeling that, it will change as we get more into Virgo energies. But right now, there's just this understanding of, oh, I don't want summer to end, but I've got to do the new schedule. I've got to show up for the back-to-school night, or there's something else that's calling you, the new responsibilities. One thing that you can keep in mind is how everything in astrology is about a forward movement. And when you can make these connections between how the energies flow or how the energies relate, it can help you know what is best. You know, we are meant to be moving forward. We're meant to be in that place of self-awareness, mindfulness. What is my choice? What is my best possible choice? Where is my power? You know, all these things we can know, right? Especially if you've been on a spiritual path for a while, you know these things, but we can forget them in our busy lives when we perhaps have full schedules or there's a lot going on with other people. And so this energy here, as we move through the last week of August, it has a few energies of letting go. And I'm going to talk about that in this show today. And I guess what I'm really feeling is that you could even feel in between worlds at times because of how much that's happened this summer. And I feel it as it's been a lot within us, but it's been so much around us too. And that could be part of where you feel in between worlds, where your inner world feels one way and the outer world feels completely different. I'm seeing it as how I'm seeing like this beautiful sphere of energy, and it feels like it's really around the solar plexus. It's this yellow sun energy, which I've been talking about for a little bit now, is the sun is in Leo, but it feels like I wish you could just see this in my head. It's this gorgeous yellow ball that has translucent energies, translucent colors, and it has three shades of yellow. So it's like the dark yellow, and then a light yellow, and then the citrine light yellow. It's just gorgeous. And it feels like it's become this new energy source that we have solidified, and other things have cracked away, left, shaken off. We've gotten new clarity. We've gotten new understanding. And that what remains is this gorgeous sphere that is just moving and spinning, and it's a calm energy. It's a presence energy. It's being in the place of presence within yourself. And it's meant to show you what is true for you no matter what, regardless of anything. And you might have had those revelations through this summer as we've been going through the three eclipses and we've had many retrogrades. It's that energy of, this is what is pure for me. This is what is true for me. This is what I am. It's my I am energy, regardless of anything. And I believe that part of why this energy feels so gorgeous and translucent is because it is a part of your own soul frequency, like light vibration, that is encapsulated in a way for you to visualize it. And it feels like the sphere is something that's moving and dynamic and alive, and it just has this amazing energy within it, and it's where you can just go to meditate, to calm yourself, to return to your purpose, to return to what is true for you, what is right for you. It's this, it holds the vibration of unconditional love, and I feel it right around the solar plexus. Although it feels bigger than the solar plexus, it feels like it goes out into the aura and it definitely can keep getting bigger. And it's also meant to be a calming energy, like a calming sensation that's always within you, regardless of the external. So much of this time period has been about things falling away, and the relationships that needed to end, and the soul contracts that were over, and the parts of your life that you had new revelations about. Perhaps there was big discomfort or big heartache or big breakthroughs or understandings around something. It's like something has to change. Something's got to give, and that isn't always easy. And yet, regardless of what those changes might be, there's this beautiful sphere of these three yellow colors that I feel are so pure in their light, in their unconditional love, in their strength, and that it's something that is newly available to us, that we have been able to download new light codes, but new energies that were not available previously. And it's because of stuff that had to fall away, that had to be released, and that it's showing you how there's something new that always comes in to take the place of what you were grasping onto, of where you were afraid to let go. The eclipses have been in fixed signs. And the first eclipse, actually, of this summer was in Cancer, because we're moving into new eclipse energies in 2019. So there was that eclipse on July 12th at 20 degrees of Cancer, which was it was like a heart-opening energy, like a pow of an emotional dam, if you will. And that was quite powerful in what needed to flow out. That's the July 12th eclipse. And then we had the July 27th eclipse, which was in Aquarius, a fixed sign, that was about truly getting, I shouldn't say getting rid of, but it is that, like, getting rid of what is done for you, of course, with gratitude for what you learned, for what was being held in the collective that expired. It's just an energy that no longer was needed on the planet, is how I'm feeling that transition of energies. And then the August 11th eclipse that we just had, the solar eclipse that brought in the new downloads and new energies and initiated a new creation phase, which is what we're in right now. And that is why we're able to hold with strength a new sense of personal power that feels steady. There's a steadiness to it. And think about how steady your heartbeat is. And the heart relates to Leo. And the steadiness of that, it's almost like there's been this new frequency of life that is in place now. And I feel that some of you have been this way for a while, but now more people, it's almost like more people are joining in at that vibration or that frequency of like, okay, now I'm holding a new steadiness within me. It has a different frequency. It's about my personal power, and I understand more of who I am more than ever before, and now I'm going forward with that sense of power. And it's so courageous and brave and bold and just real. It's like that sense of really knowing more about who you are. And this does depend on how these eclipses have been working with you, because some people will feel it more strongly than others. But that is part of what's been shifting, is that there's a new sense of personal leadership, of personal strength, personal reliability as well. And so that stays with us, even as we move into Virgo territory and the rest of the year unfolds. This August 11th was the last eclipse of 2018, and so it is meant to set the tone of the remainder of the year. We will have two more eclipses in January, I believe January 5th and January 20th. So we won't talk about those quite yet, but those are coming in January. Until then, what we're doing now is really understanding that you have more than you've noticed to support your next steps. And Mercury in Leo is doing some of that work with you right now, and it's bringing together with clarity what you need and what's happening for next steps and projects and details and in your voice, because Mercury is about how we speak, how we share, how we communicate. So all of that is strengthened too, well, as Mercury moves forward through the remaining 18 degrees of Leo. Wow, this is interesting. I'm feeling, all of a sudden I was feeling not grounded. And whenever I do that, I know that it's something bigger coming through. And I'm meant to tell you that I started seeing these new energies over the past few weeks that were beautiful energies that I felt came through during this eclipse time. And I meant to share it with you so that either maybe you've had the same visuals or you can also see it too. But what I've been seeing are these stars, a five-pointed star that's outlined in gold, very soft, luminescent, almost like a jellyfish. You know how jellyfishes are just, literally otherworldly beings. But these stars that I've been seeing have wings. And so they're like star angels. And angel stars, or they're just so light, like fairy energy. And I just keep seeing them, and I feel like they're new arrivals with what we've had coming through. And I feel like it's part of the new energies that are coming in to support us, to support the planet, to support what's happening. And they're very high vibrating. That's why they are translucent and they fade away, because there's no density to them. They're just made up of light particles, but they're so beautiful. So I just wanted to share that, because it might be something that you see as you go to sleep or in your dreams or as you wake up. But I'm just meant to share that, that they look like stars and they have wings, like fairy wings, and they're really cool. And they're just supporting the light work of the planet. They're new light fragments in a star form. So there you go. That's pretty cool. We still have a lot of energies in Capricorn, and I was talking about that last week, about how there was the inconjunct with the planets in Leo and then the planets in Capricorn, and that's going to continue. The Capricorn energy is going to be strong throughout the rest of August and into September, because of the Mars retrograde. Mars is back into Capricorn at 28 degrees, and Mars is going to station direct August 27th, so less than a week. So we did have Mercury station direct, which is great. Everyone online gets excited about that. But Mars is even bigger because Mars is the body, our physical selves, our ego, our desires, our masculine energies, going for what we want, our ambitions, our goals, our professional world. Mars in Capricorn is still in a review, and he's going really slow, and he's going to station direct August 27th at 28 degrees of Capy, and then go forward. And that's going to be, I just think that's going to be a strong energetic shift, because wherever you've been reviewing, and you'd want to look in your astrology chart at where Mars is moving backwards. Mars is getting us in alignment for the next 2 years, because Mars retrograde only happens once every 2 years. So it begins, it's like we have to be in some kind of alignment to really make the most of the next cycle. So when Mars stations direct, you're going to feel it in your body. You're going to feel it in your healthy ego. You're going to feel it in your desires. There could be new clarity. There could be new sense of what I want, because in Capricorn, it's about the goals, the professional world, your career, your sense of purpose in the world and where you're going, what you need to bring together, the structures, the resources, the systems, the whole picture. Capricorn is all about what I'm going to do to make something real. And there's an understanding that we have to put in the work, the time, the discipline, that it requires responsibility. And that energy is strong with three planets in Capricorn right now. And it's going to stay that way. There's always going to be a heavy emphasis on Capricorn for the next 2 years, because of Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. So we'll just keep talking about Capy every week, I'm sure, because that's really important right now. In terms of where are the collective responsibilities, like what is the right use of power and authority? And you can see things that are coming apart when they're not the right use, when they're not really benefiting everyone. Because we ultimately want structures that support the good of all. But Capricorn is about hierarchy. It is about, well, what do different people need to do? What are the roles, the responsibilities in order for the machine to function properly? And so it's understanding that everyone might have a different role or responsibility, but that it all contributes to the collective in some way. And so what you're looking at in your own life, in your own chart, is where this Capricorn energy is asking you to step up to a new responsibility, to step up in your mastery, to step up in your commitment to an area of life. And that's wherever the Capricorn energy is in your chart. And so this Mars energy, depending on how you work with Capricorn in your chart and in your life, it could be really solidifying, or it could be hard. It could feel hard around the edges, if you will, because this is the energy of just do what needs to be done. It's not about your feelings. It's not always about other people even. It's like when you're in your mastery, it naturally benefits other people. And they recognize that, and they respect you for that. So there's an element here of building up your own self-respect, your own personal integrity. And what have you learned about that since Mars went retrograde back in June? June 26th, 27th, at 9 degrees of Aquarius. Now we're back over the past 2 months reviewing, now what do I really need going forward? Because maybe I missed something before. So there's new work to do. There's new commitments to be made. Perhaps it's a new understanding of where your responsibilities lie. But there's a seriousness to Capricorn. And so that's part of what we have to own. And then when we commit to that and we understand it, that's when the rewards show up because we put in the time and the effort to make something real. We're going to have a lot of energy in earth signs. As the sun moves into Virgo and as Mercury moves into Virgo, and this is going to be really good for our daily physical world experiences, including your body and where how you're taking care of yourself. It's a good checking in point. But there's also the sense that things are going to keep changing in the physical world to shift into a new alignment of what's truly needed now. I think it's actually really exciting that we're going to have some big earth energies coming up here. The sun moves into Virgo, and I'm going to give you what, for me, where I'm located on the map, it happens August 23rd at 8:28 a.m. Eastern Time. And this will vary depending on where you are in the world, what time zone and everything. But the sun moves into Virgo, and then it's going to make a grand trine to Uranus at 2 degrees of Taurus and Saturn at 2 degrees of Capy. And this is going to happen on the 25th, 26th. So this weekend, August 25th and 26th, a grand trine in the earth signs, which is rare, especially with two outer planets, Saturn, Uranus, all syncing up with the sun. So something beautiful is happening this weekend, and not only is it lining up as a grand trine in Earth, it's also a Pisces full moon at 3 degrees of Pisces just after the exact grand trine at 2 degrees in the Earth signs. So this weekend, the last weekend in August, there's something forming. Something forming that's real, that's tangible, that's solid. It could even be, because the sun is in Virgo, you could make a new commitment to your body, to a new schedule, to a new routine, a new practice, something that you are ready to improve and you want to make it so. And make it so. If you're ready to make a new commitment to health, nutrition, exercise, anything like that would be fantastic because the sun in Virgo is about how we improve ourselves through daily practice, daily habits, daily routines. What in your world is ready to shift? Because there is energy August 25th and 26th for this to be made real because you're going to have the sun trining Saturn, which gives it commitment, strength, longevity. And then the sun trining Uranus, which breaks you free from what you thought it should be or what you had not done before, and you get this new solution or new possibility that feels right. There's the sense of this is what can work for me. So this is rare, my friends, this grand trine in Earth with the sun in Virgo, and look at where you're ready to improve something in your life. This morning, I was walking around my house. I wanted to sit on the couch, and I was just overwhelmed by all the throw pillows. Look at these throw pillows. Why do we have so many throw pillows? And, of course, I'm the one who bought the throw pillows over the years, so So I'm the monster of my own making. And I was taking all these throw pillows, and I said, this is too many. I'm done. We don't need this many throw pillows. And I stacked them up on the chair and realized this is totally the sun in Virgo moment. Because when the sun goes into Virgo, we edit. We clear out the clutter. We look at where there's excess or there's been too much. We look at where there's a mess and we need to tidy it up. We look at what needs to be healed, what needs to be fixed, what needs to be improved. So this is the theme here. We're going to say, okay, too many throw pillows, too much stuff, what needs to be cleaned out? And that could be in any or all areas of your life. That could be in your mind, right? It could be on your desk. It could be in your life where you just sense there's too much in my life. What can I cut out? What can I clear out so that I have time for what is essential? We're coming back to what is essential right now, and yet you're coming back to it in a new way because the summer has changed parts of you. Priorities have shifted. What you thought you wanted earlier in the year probably looks really different now. And what maybe unfolded for you during eclipse season changed a lot, perhaps. So things are different now, you know, as life is, life keeps changing. But what do you need that is in alignment with who you are, and what new choices can you make that are true for you? Because, again, that grand trine in earth signs is so supportive of physical changes in the real world. Physical changes in the real world. And in alignment with that is the Pisces full moon, which is exact on the 26th, August 26th. Full moons and new moons are actually quite fleeting because the moon is the fastest moving and the moon is the feminine and the sun is the masculine. And when they are opposing each other, they see something from the other side. There is illumination. And I actually have a separate video on YouTube that talks more specifically about the Pisces full moon. You can find it on my YouTube channel. And what we're doing with this full moon is there's a surrender that's needed. At 3 degrees of Pisces in your chart is where the surrender is happening. Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. It is about the completion, the letting go, the understanding what you learned in a full cycle. It's a review energy. It's where you need to release. And this is a very spiritual energy. It is emotional and intuitive. And that Pisces energy is the opposite of Virgo, which is that earth energy of proof. Show me, what are the details, what are the specifics. Ask any Virgo or talk to a Virgo about something and they need specific information. They need to see it, they need visuals, and then they get to work. Because the Virgo energy excels in the real world. They're the ones who can make the body better. Virgo is a great healer. Virgo energy is a coach or a trainer or an athlete. Virgo is a yoga teacher. Virgo is the energy of a doctor, a nurse, a healthcare practitioner. It's someone who takes care of the details in the physical world and how to improve them, how to improve our lives, our bodies, our health, the details, how to improve a system, how to make it better through efficiencies. There's all these beautiful things that are Virgo strengths. But there comes a time in our life, you could say it comes quite regularly even, where we understand that our human self can't do it all. We can't fix it all. We can't heal it all. We don't know the solution. We don't know. And the Pisces full moon is asking you to surrender the pressure to know, the pressure to figure it out, to surrender to Spirit, God, the Creator, Universe, what might be weighing too heavily on your humanness. Virgo can also be the perfectionist. It can be a martyr. It can have guilt and the shoulds. Virgo can be really hard on itself. We all have Virgo in our charts. We think we should be better at something. We think we should do more. We have guilt around something not being good enough. Perhaps there's shame. All of these can be associated with Virgo too, because you want to be excellent. You want to be the very best. There can even be that I'm only lovable if I'm perfect complex, which is a fallacy, because part of the human experience is being in the imperfections of the journey. And this full moon is asking you to surrender where you're too hard on your human self, and where maybe you didn't even realize it, where you didn't realize you were carrying guilt or shoulds or being hard on yourself or expecting too much of yourself or thinking you should do more. Virgo is where we service other people. We support them. We want to give them the best. And maybe you think, I'm not doing enough for them, or I'm not doing enough for myself. You surrender to the Pisces energy that says to not worry. Let yourself off the hook. Go easy on yourself. Look at the bigger picture. Let go emotionally. Ask for support from Spirit, God, the angels. And what you'll hear when you do that, when you ask for support, you will hear it through a message that says, I'm going to carry this now. I'm going to hold this for you. I'm going to take care of this. You don't have to carry it. And there is that energetic release that happens when you hand it over to God, Spirit, the Creator. And this Pisces full moon is asking you to do just that. Because we are meant to exfoliate. We are meant to let things go. We are meant to get rid of all the dang throw pillows that somehow we've accumulated and didn't even notice until now, and clear out the clutter. Clear it out physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, physically, in your body. This is a supportive energy, my friend, for understanding how you're different, what you need now that you didn't realize you needed before, but what you need now to feel that inner strength in a whole new way. So the Capricorn energies are requiring us to step into mastery, right? To be spiritually mature, as I discussed in a previous episode, to step up into our spiritual adult energy, to own what we know is true, to honor what has transpired and what has changed us this summer, to know that we're meant to be different. You're meant to be a different version of yourself right now, and that means you'll make new choices, you'll see things from new perspectives, you'll understand through hindsight what you were learning or what was going on. You know, we're always meant to be growing and evolving. And this is a summer that's really given us that, you know, kick in the butt to make sure that we're in alignment, what we know is true for ourselves, in the highest and best possible ways. And again, going back to that sphere that I was feeling earlier with the three yellows, that sphere of energy that feels like the soul, light, love vibration, it's understanding that even going there will always strengthen you and give you clarity for what's next, what's coming next. And I'm feeling like this full moon, the Pisces full moon on August 26th, imagine yourself surrendering by floating in the pool, on the river, on a lake, in the ocean. You're surrendering to floating. And when you do that, when you energetically let something go, then the Mars stationing direct gives you a new charge of determination, ambition, and clarity about where your physical self and your desires are going next. So the two coincide. I mean, so much of the energies coincide right now. It's beautiful because the grand trine in earth signs is stabilizing you. It's almost like I'm getting the image of a oak tree with stronger roots that is able to grow not just up, but grow out, you know, grow new branches, grow new leaves, grow in a solid way. And it feels like the demonstration that what you need to support you next is going to show up. Because an Earth Grand Trine is money, your body, it's anything in the physical world, like, well, too many throw pillows. It's food, it's your habits, it's your resources, it's your car, your house. I mean, anything in the physical world is about this energy of manifestation. And it's happening at 2 degrees of the earth sign. So look in your chart. If you have any planets or points there, something's coming through for you when the sun in Virgo hits 2 degrees of Virgo, and then we have that full moon release, and then Mars stations direct. It's just a big energy turnaround here at the end of August, and that's going to be a lovely feeling. It's almost like you're going to really feel more grounded in your new sense of self, in your new priorities, in your new commitment to self, and how that commitment to self is what sustains you to the bigger, in a bigger way, to the world. Like, it's that sense of, it activates more energies that are needed on the planet right now. And I just talked about on the Monday show, the grid being lit up by cool pyramids, energetic pyramids. And I feel like that's part of what's happening on the planet is the new energies that are coming through. I forgot to mention that right now one of my books is free for you to download, Conscious Messages. It's on Amazon worldwide. It is free August 22nd until August 26th at midnight Pacific time. This is Amazon's rules. I don't do anything with it. So you can download the book worldwide on Amazon, Conscious Messages, Spiritual Wisdom and Inspirations for Awakening. I hope that this book gives you more insights into your journey right now. I hope that it resonates with your own soul energy and vibrations. And that's why I want to offer it for free as part of an activation energy, if you will. And some links are below this show if you want the direct link to the different places, the different Amazon country sites. I feel like what you're meant to do right now is to continue the grounding, even if you feel in between worlds. Okay, just ground yourself because the earth energy is strong in the sky. The earth energy reminds you to be here now, as Ram Dass says. To be here now, to be in your body, to be in yourself, as these energies continue to integrate within you, and it will feel more stable and strong after this Pisces full moon when you have surrendered what you no longer need and what is complete for you even more. So I'll be back here next Monday for another live show. In the Monday show, we talk about the healing energies, and in the Wednesday show, we talk about the astrology. So thank you for joining me, friends, and you can always find out more at ConsciousCoolChic.com. And then if you are a spiritual expert, a healer, a guide, or you're doing anything to support other people on their journey, I offer you more resources, training, and videos over at MollyMcCord.online. So thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here very soon. Take good care.